And before we conclude our liturgy, just one announcement. Last week, I think it was last week, all these weeks seem to kind of blur into one another at times, but we had, last week I announced that the initiative from our diocese, from the bishop of this diocese to renovate our church building, the interior of our building. These are the preliminary renderings of what that interior will look like. If you know anything about, you know, architecture and all of that good stuff, they are, you know, preliminary renderings. Some people have come up to me already and said, "Father, there's not a crucifix, it's a cross. You know, what are we doing? Are we going to become Protestant?" You know, folks, if we could, but we're not. We're not. The crucifix that we see, we will be utilizing that crucifix, okay? But, you know, architects do not have, you know, a Catholic program of architecture, you know? So these are renderings. Will it look exactly as this? Maybe, maybe not, as the plan unfolds, etc. So I really ask us, and I challenge us, you know, to take this to our prayer. You know, if you really listen, now this is going to be like a second homily, not much more than a couple seconds here. If we really listened to our readings, you know, the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron. "You've brought us to this wretched place and we're going to starve to death." And God is always faithful. God sent hoarfrost. It was their manna in the desert. God is faithful. If we believe that, and I hear a lot of that stuff around, "Oh, God's so faithful, praise Jesus," all this kind of stuff. If we truly believe that, then we will bring all of this to the heart of God and ask God, in God's wisdom, to bring it all to fulfillment in Him. If we come forward and present our hands, and stick out our tongues, "Body of Christ, amen." God is faithful. God is faithful.
And the bishop is paying for it.
And he is. God is faithful. So I really challenge us to bring this to our prayer, that God in God's wisdom will bring it all to fulfillment in Him. What more can we say?